back to the Melbourne Retro Gaming Podcast. I'm joined with Parfo as always. How are you, Parfo?
I'm good, Scott. How are you?
Not too bad. Not too bad at all. Let's get the ball rolling. Okay, so last week we spoke a little bit about games we've been picking up from different stores around Knox City in the eastern suburbs, and this week you've added a few more tiles to your collection. Do you want to just quickly go through them?
Yeah, that's correct, Scott. In the city, I believe it was Melbourne Central, came across Resident Evil Revelations, which I've been trying to find for a while.
Yeah, it's an awesome game.
It's a great game by Capcom. As we all know, the Resident Evil series is one hell of a good series. And this I haven't really seen on the sale in a while. I also picked up Splinter Cell Blacklist, which was on a bunch of platforms, but Wii U, I'm finding it a bit harder to find. I also picked up on the Wii, Boom Blocks, which is another Steven Spielberg game. It's pretty much a puzzle game with a bit of physics as well.
Yep.
Now, on last week's episode, I mentioned I picked up Blocks Party, which is actually number two to this one.
Oh, okay, yep.
And I haven't played... I played a bit of the other one, but not this one, so I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, cool.
I got Resident Evil, The Umbrella Chronicles on the Wii, which is a bit of a shooter. A bit different from your other Resident Evils as well.
Yep.
But you've got choices like in your story, which way you want to go, and it's got a great storyline to it as well.
Cool.
The last one I got is on the Wii as well, is the House of the Dead Overkill.
Oh, yeah.
And if you played the other Houses of the Dead, they're just a light gun shooter game.
Mm.
But with this one, it's a bit more over the top with a lot more blood as well.
Yeah, that was a fun game at the arcades. When you used to go bowling and stuff, I had that there and it was always fun to play that. Had like the big black sheet around it.
Yeah.
Very cool, that, yeah.
Definitely.
Good fun.
And what about you, Scott? Any pickups for the week?
No, I remember we spoke last week or the week before about how we were looking at Shadow of Colossus and Eco series. I did end up picking up the HD collection of both of those.
Okay.
But apart from that, I've had a bit of a quiet week in terms of getting games. I don't really think there's anything else that I've got. No, I can't think of anything. So just that at the minute. Yeah, nothing's really jumped out at me. I am waiting patiently for the new Street Fighter, though, which I'm very excited about, and I'll be getting that definitely on the first day because I love that game.
Street Fighter V, you've always been a big fan of the old Street Fighter series.
Yeah, I know, I love them to pieces. So, yeah, I can't wait to play that, and that'll be pretty much one of the ones I'll be getting straight away, and I'm sure there'll be others along the way, but, you know, I've always got my eyes open for something.
Cool.
But anyway. All right, so we had some questions on Twitter and Facebook in the past week. We've got one here from Jeff Woods, and he says, what are the most sought-after games at the moment? So we're just going to, I guess we'll just go with any platform.
Yeah.
So ones that really jump out to you, Parf, about that people are always saying, you know, I really want that, or I'd really like to find that in the wild, or even just current gen games where they're like, okay, I'd really like to go and get that, but they're hard to find.
Yeah. On the Wii U, it's probably Super Mario Luigi U.
Mm.
A lot of people are after that one, and it has jumped up significantly in price at the moment.
Yep.
I believe when I see it on some of the groups, it goes for about $90.
Yep.
When it came out, it was just like $40 odd game, because it was just like a bit of a spin-off.
Yep.
Another one that I'd say is quite sought after at the moment, but it's quite easy to come by, but it's still up there in price. It's Conker's Bad Fur Day, which we were discussing earlier today.
Yeah. And if you saw on your Instagram, there was a photo from my collection of that game in the box.
Yeah, definitely. You can come by it, and you've got it, but a lot of people are after it, and it's just gone up significantly in price, and it was very limited release back in the day, even.
Yeah, well, the funny thing about that game is it had a HD remake on the Xbox, which I played. I reckon it was awesome, but, you know, I for some reason got rid of it. I don't know why, but you know, that to me, it's almost like, why would you go for the one on the 64? But I guess collectors or even just people want to get things on 64. Maybe it's because they have access to a 64. I don't know. But yeah, you're right. That is a game that everyone wants.
The Conker's Live and Reloaded, wasn't that like a cut version, so they got rid of all the swearing?
I don't think so. I think it had it in there. But then again, it's been a long time since I played it.
Yeah.
The multiplayer was really good, though.
Yeah, that it was.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I actually feel that the original Pokemon games are sort of sought after. People like to collect them and also just to play them again. I always hear my friends who aren't gamers saying, you know, they'd love to play through that again. You know, I'd love to get my hands on a copy and stuff like that. So I'm going to go ahead and say that those are pretty sought-after games.
Is that red, blue,
red,
gold,
blue,
yellow?
Yeah, those sort of games. I think they're pretty in high demand, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, as far as a game being sought-after, it really comes down to what console you're looking for and what particular, you know, generation you're looking for in terms of the game, because... Yeah, it's sort of hard to say that there's just one game that everyone wants.
Yeah.
Because everyone likes different things, whether it's sports, action, shooter, you know, so...
Exactly, and there's a lot of consoles.
Yeah, yeah, so...
it's hard to take a real good pick at which one.
Yeah, I mean, for you personally, is there anything that you're just like, man, I wish I had that? Oh, actually, I think the Jetsons, yeah, you've been talking about that for a few weeks.
I'm busting for that game.
Yeah.
I really want it.
Yeah.
And I want the Flintstones too.
Yeah.
But... discussed in previous episodes that I'm trying to get my hands on.
It's not even a hard game to find. I want Terminator 2 on Super Nintendo.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I've been looking at it. I've had it in my hands probably 10 times in my life and just never got it. So if I can get a copy of that, even though it's probably like max $20, then I'll get that. So that's probably what I'm after at the moment. Anyway, so another question here from Sash Shavesky. Where are the best places to buy retro games?
Ooh.
Perfect.
Best places. It's more of keeping your eye out. If you're out in the wild, suggest looking at specific garage sales.
Yeah.
We went to one this morning. Didn't have any games, but we did find some cool collectibles, like a couple of VHSs that you don't see often.
Yeah.
By chance, you can find some good prices at Cash Converters, but that's rare.
Yeah.
I would suggest going on your Facebook groups, going on the forums on the internet, or generally you can find a steal on eBay, but that's getting very hard to do now.
I think in terms of saying the best places to buy retro games... to go in, like, to say a store, it would probably be Cash Converters.
Yeah.
It's the best place, but the price is horrible, but it is the best place to go.
Yeah, definitely.
But you never know what you're going to get, how much games are going to be there. But yeah, I agree that the Facebook forums, which I didn't even know about till a couple of years ago, are probably also really good places to go because there's a lot of people on there. Everyone's just looking for something and everyone wants to make a good deal, you know. I don't think there's many people on there trying to get rich.
No.
Which is great.
Everyone's looking after each other.
Yeah.
It's generally a very good price anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
If not, they're willing to work with you as well. If you do see something and you do say sold, they're happy to do a bit of a combo with you.
Yeah, I find that, you know, if you just have a chat to them, most of them like to talk about games, so which is good, you know, have a chat and you just sort of say, look, you know, would you take 15 or... you know, but most of them, you know, they want to make some money, so...
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, you can always get a lot. There's a lot of different stuff on there, and there's specialised groups like the Sega group, you know, the NES group, whatever.
Yeah.
So there's not really any groups that... oh, there may be, but I haven't really seen them, but they do everything, you know what I mean?
Yeah, some are varied, some have got your niche groups, but you'll find what you need.
Yeah.
If not, just wait, really.
Yeah, look, they... as we were talking about earlier, they are becoming a lot harder to find retro games. So finding them in stores, you're probably looking at, yeah, Cash Converters or op shops. But then finding online is probably the easiest place to get something that you're actually after because you can search for it, which is very easy to do, but you don't know what you're going to be paying.
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas if you find a game at a garage sale, which you're looking for, you can usually just say to them, like, oh, would you take $5 or...
yeah.
You know, hopefully they're not going to be like, oh yeah, $100 for some game. You know, it doesn't even work.
Yeah.
But, you know, so, yeah. Another question from Jeff was, how do you clean your carts and keep them in their best condition?
With cleaning, I actually use WD-40. Put it on a little bit of a swab. Clean all the grime off the cartridge.
Yep.
Some people use just alcohol.
It's like a rubbing liquid.
Alcohol rubbing liquid.
Yep.
And some do both.
Yeah.
To give it that extra finish. Some people actually unscrew the carts and open them up. I just generally just stick in the swab and then try and get rid of it as much as I can. The carts come back to life and stops corrosion and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's the funny thing about these old games. You know, some of them have been sitting in an attic for, or like under a house or in the shed or whatever for 20 plus years, and you put them in and they work straight away.
Yeah.
You know, that's the funny thing. Like, I don't think I've ever really cleaned anything up because they've always been kept away in a safe location where they, you know. So, yeah, I don't think I've ever gone to the extent to actually clean them.
Yep.
But, you know, when I start to display things, I like to keep them clean. That just involves dusting and stuff like that. But,
yeah. Keep them in your dusty area or there's the Nintendo dust sleeves.
Yeah.
Make sure you keep your carts in those.
Yeah.
I know they didn't release it for the 64 or the Super Nintendo, but you can buy, like, plastic sleeves for them, keep them, and try and keep them out of UV light as well.
Yeah.
Because that can tend to yellow them.
Yeah, yeah. You see that yellow, like, it's a bit ugly looking, isn't it? They don't like it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think any of mine are gone yellow. Mind you, they're hidden away in, like, darkness, so.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I'm lucky on that front, but anyway. Okay, well, so what have you been playing lately?
I've been playing a lot of Tomb Raider, the Rise of the Tomb Raider on the Xbox One, which you've lent to me. Absolutely loving that game.
You're loving it, yeah, it's a good game.
That's about it, to be honest with you. I've just been strictly on that game. I'm trying to beat it. I just can't stop playing it.
Yeah, no, it's really fun. I think it's the first game, and then it adds a lot more as well.
Yeah.
It doesn't have the factor of surprising you like the first one did on how different it is from the other ones, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, there is a lot to do, and it's all the same sort of stuff, and it's just more of a good thing, if that makes sense. So, yeah, I really enjoyed it, and I pretty much banged it on the head. I was coming home and just playing that, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's a good game.
No, I'm thoroughly enjoying it. What about you, Scott? Are you playing anything at the moment?
I've been, as you might have seen on my channel on YouTube, Melbourne Retro for the plug, I've been doing a lot of Let's Plays... just testing out the PS4 streaming capabilities. I was playing a bit of Unfinished Swan, which I downloaded from the store a while back, and yeah, I was playing a bit of that. That's really surprising how cool it is. It's like a really awesome idea for a game.
Yeah.
If you're not familiar, so pretty much walking through a painting, throwing ink balls, and it uncovers the map as you go.
Okay.
Like, uncovers the world, so... That was cool. I also have been playing a bit of Guilty Gear on PS4. I love fighting games.
You love that series in general?
Yeah, I just love the Guilty. I love the music, you know, the animation. It's just awesome to look at, the character designs. I've just been a huge fan of it for years, even on the PS1. But yeah, it's just so much fun. I started playing Banjo-Kazooie on the Rare Replay.
Yeah.
Just because you mainly beat the game a couple of weeks back.
Yep.
And I was just like, I want to try and play it through again myself on this because it's HD apparently. It's fun. So
how are you finding the difference between the N64 version and the Rare Replay on the Xbox One?
Yeah, well, it has an autosave feature, which is good.
Okay.
And also you can shift the camera around with the triggers, so which is cool.
Yep.
Obviously, you can only go so far because it is working off the same engine as the 64 one. But apart from that, there's not really a lot of differences. A few animation differences, and it looks a bit smoother, the animation and the graphics. But other than that, it's not too much difference. So it's just fun to play.
And the control aspect. I remember you were telling me that to change the screen, the way the camera moves, it's a bit different.
Yeah, it feels a bit different. I think it's just they've fixed it up a bit so it flows around a lot easier. But the game itself, playing through it again, because I missed your playthrough. I joined you when you're up to pretty much Click-Clock Woods.
Yeah.
But those first couple of levels, just the dialogue between Kazooie and, like, say, that big crab in the second level.
Yeah.
What was it called?
Nipper?
Yeah, Nipper the crab, yeah. It's just, I found myself just laughing at how silly it is. It's just like, he says something, he's like, oh, I can't help, I've got treasure or something, and then because he's like, oh, why don't you tell us where it is? And then he's just like, oh, silly bird needs its feathers clipped.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's just
right.
So stupid. Like, it's great. Everything in that game is just a joke, and it just works so perfectly. So,
yeah.
It's just fun to play it again, and I wish, I hope they still keep doing things like that for time to come. Which is interesting we're talking about that, because we were talking amongst ourselves earlier today about old HD remakes.
Yeah.
Nowadays we refer to every game that comes out on PS3 and then re-released on PS4 as a HD remake, where they fix it up a touch. There's no real big difference, maybe just a patch here and there.
Yeah.
But we're talking about the NES version of Mario compared to the Super Mario Stars, Super Mario All-Stars, version on the Super Nintendo, and how it differs from the original. And it's, in our opinion, or our knowledge, it's sort of one of the first HD remakes.
Yeah, definitely.
Because obviously the games had already come out, whether it was Doki Doki Panic or, you know, the original Mario on NES, getting re-released in a compilation game on Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
But it is like a HD remake.
Yeah, so if you go back on the NES and you play the original Mario, it's not as smooth, it doesn't play as well. You got your 8-bit graphics there, and then if you go and play it on the All-Stars, then it's just scaled up, 16-bit. It's a lot more smoother. Your jumps are more crisp. You're not likely to fall into the hole as much as you were.
Mm.
And that, from our knowledge, that was the first real Mario 1, 2, 3, and the Lost Levels. That was the first time you saw Japan's version of Mario 2 on our consoles.
Yeah, it was interesting with that, finding out years later that the second game was held back because it was too difficult.
Yeah.
And, like, I remember as a kid playing that Lost Levels game
and
being like, oh, my God, it is really hard.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't even know it was because it was hard, but, yeah, it was hard.
Yeah.
I never got very far in it.
No, it was just ridiculous.
Yeah, so
everything was coming at you.
Yeah, and, but, yeah, like, that was my first game, Mario All-Stars.
Yeah.
So it wasn't until years later where I played the Nintendo version, and I was like, oh, these are actually the same games.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but no, it is a lot, as you were saying, the graphics are a lot better, the music's a lot better, it's just overall better. You know, a lot of people would argue that the original is always going to be the best, but I feel for the sake of the game, it just looks awesome and it plays awesome, so you're probably right, it is a lot smoother.
Yeah.
And it is, in a sense, one of the first HD remakes. So,
yeah.
Anyway. So, other than Tomb Raider, that's all you're really playing? You haven't nothing that you're trying to finish off or going back to in weeks to come?
I'll step back to Shovel Knight after Tomb Raider's done. I'm just locked into this game.
Yeah.
I love the one that came out on the PS3, and this one's just as good, probably a little bit better.
Yeah, when we were talking a little bit last week about how it's an exclusive for the Xbox One, but over time, if the sales aren't great, they'll probably jump it over to the PC, which I think they may be doing.
Okay.
And then you may end up seeing it on the PS4. I mean, yeah, is exclusive games sort of had its time? Is that gone, do you think?
No. If they've got rights to a certain game, they'll keep it there. Like, I know PlayStation's got big rights on Naughty Dog. And their series is just going to stay there, and that's what's keeping a lot of people on the PS4 itself. Like, Uncharted, amazing games. You won't see that come across to the Xbox anytime soon unless they lose some rights there.
Yeah.
And, like, Last of Us, a lot of people would just buy the PlayStation 3 for that game.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
it was that good, and that's another Naughty Dog exclusive.
Same with Halo.
Yeah.
Halo's, you know, even though they've swapped hands now, I think it's 343 or something like that.
Yeah. Bungie's gone.
Bungie's gone, but, you know, Bungie's still making games.
Yeah.
Destiny, but, you know, you've only got it on the Xbox, Halo. But you've got Destiny on
Both platforms.
Both platforms. Maybe that's something that they wanted to do and they couldn't get the
For Microsoft, go ahead.
Yeah, because, like, I know Destiny was a lot of people didn't like it at first, but once you start playing it, it's actually quite fun, especially with friends.
Yeah, if it's if you've got friends going with it,
yeah,
it'll be lots of fun. But as a single player, I found it a bit repetitive myself.
Yeah, as a single player, you're right, it was a bit hard to get into, but I played it with fiance's brother, the whole thing, and we just had a ball playing it. It was so much fun. And actually, we played Halo 4 together, or 5, whatever it is, and it wasn't as good as Destiny, to be honest. We just didn't like it as much, because, yeah, Destiny was just a whole new world to explore, and, yeah, I actually have a copy on PS4 and Xbox.
Okay.
Just because it was so cheap, just if anyone wants to play it, I could always play it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the only problem is it's a big game, and you have to load it onto the Xbox One, which takes up a lot of space.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good game, and maybe, yeah, as I was saying, maybe that's why they decided to open up the market a bit and have a dual console game.
Yep.
So they could sell more figures. Whereas Halo 5 might not sell that great because it's only on the Xbox.
Yeah.
And also the Xbox is struggling a little bit. Then, I mean, you've got Mario, the Nintendo games, which are always going to sort of be on Nintendo. You don't see many games coming out these days which are Xbox One, PS4, and Wii U.
No.
I don't think there's been any.
Yeah,
except for Shovel Knight.
Yeah, Shovel Knight. Probably, as I mentioned earlier, you got Splinter Cell, which was cross-platform, but recently, for the Wii U, they've just stuck to their own thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not all bad. There's some good games on it.
Oh, I love the console.
Yeah, a lot of people who have it, everyone who has it loves it.
Yeah.
I haven't heard one, but I think I read one person ages ago on the net that was like, oh, you know, I got rid of it, like, in the first week of having it. It's like, well, I don't think 1 week is really an indication of how good the console's going to be. Especially with the eShop where you can download, like, Ocarina of Time and Mario 64 and stuff like that. Like,
yeah, definitely.
Those games themselves are just fun to play on a big screen TV with ease.
Yeah. And to be honest, it's probably, I'd say, I have the PS4, the Xbox One, and the Wii U. And I'd get rid of one of the other two and have the Wii U as my secondary console all the way. It is such a good underrated console.
Yeah, I think it's actually my primary, to be honest. Apart from not being able to play Blu-rays and stuff like that, I've probably used it the most out of the three.
Yeah.
Xbox probably the least. And then PS4.
Yeah, PS4.
PS4 second, yeah, because PS4 has some awesome games and it just plays really well. And especially with the live streaming stuff, it's really cool. I just wish that everything that you purchase on the PS3 store, on the PS3 from the store, would transfer over, such as like Sonic, Earthworm Jim, Metal Slug 2, stuff like that. Because all the stuff that I had purchased, I wanted to play on my PS4. Like the other day, I was like, yeah, I'll just sit down and play some Metal Slug or that Scott Pilgrim game.
Yep.
The arcade game. I was like, I want to play this on my PS4, but I couldn't because you can't play it on the PS4, you can only play it on the PS3.
Yep.
Which is annoying. You know, I don't mind putting on the PS3, but if you can have a console that does everything, which both of these consoles said they were going to do, why not do it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Just getting attacked by your cat here. it's actually on that, from the eStore. Ow! It's biting me. From the eStore, have you purchased any games that you've played recently or are going to play? Or even just purchased during the sales?
eStore, actually don't purchase that many games from the eStore.
Yeah.
One game that I purchased was on the Wii U, and that was Earthbound.
Yep.
Haven't played it yet, but it's probably the only thing recently, or actually ever. Usually with your being a PlayStation member, you get a free download every month. And with the PS3, I was always getting it because that was the perk about it. If you got this subscription,
PlayStation Plus.
Yeah, PlayStation Plus.
And now it's compulsory for the PS4.
Yeah, it's compulsory.
But you get, you're right, you do get a lot of free games.
Yeah.
It's good, but with the Wii U, I mean, there's only a limited amount of games on there and they're not cheap, but I downloaded Donkey Kong 2 and Super Mario Land, which I have the cards for.
Yep.
But I just wanted the ease to play them on the Wii U, and they were like $8 each during the sale, so it's sort of a no-brainer just to play.
Yeah.
Donkey Kong 2, like, one of my favourite games of all time. So you had to play that just whenever, especially on the tablet while you're watching something on the screen.
That's the best. One of the best things about the Wii U is just someone's watching the TV, you've got the Wii U on, the game's compatible to just play it on the tablet instead of watching the big screen.
Yeah.
Everyone's winning, really.
Yeah, we can also do things like YouTube, Crunchyroll, you know, search the internet.
Yep.
Like, it's just, there's a lot of features in there that I don't think get utilised.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah, because I watch a bit of Netflix on it. I mean, it's not the best ever way to watch Netflix, but
it's still something.
It's the same thing, isn't it? Yeah, you know,
yep.
So, but yeah, in terms of the Nintendo Wii's, like, layout in the menu screen, it's actually quite good. It's got the, like, the jump start thing. It's got, you know, the switch to the Wii screen.
Yeah.
It's all just laid out. It's all crystal clear. Like, when I first got the Xbox One, I was like, where is everything? Where do I go to, you know, what's this snap? Like, you know, I don't know what anything was. I'm looking around. I'm like, where's the settings? You know, how do I delete games and all this stuff? And it just was really confusing, whereas, you know, the Wii U's always been really efficient.
Yeah. It's just easy. It's ease of use, really.
Yeah.
While Xbox can get too cluttered with different stuff on it. Like, when it first came out, the Xbox One, I thought it was real simple.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have much content. But as the updates kept coming along, new features get put to it from the Xbox 360 that they phased over to the Xbox One. Now, I'm even right now just searching, trying to find this and that, how to record this.
Yeah.
I do have the Kinect, which I can say what the, like, Xbox record that, and it'll record what are the last 30 seconds of the clip, which is quite cool.
Oh, so you're still using the Kinect?
Yeah, yeah, it's still plugged in. I still use it. So, for example, I was playing Tomb Raider, and I did something awesome, had a really good streak, and I just, like, Xbox record that, and it recorded the last 30 seconds of what just happened.
Oh, okay, because I know that it's a 5-minute limit for it, but there is a way around it, but...
Yeah, that's, I think that's, you have to snap it.
Yeah, that's cool, because you have to push the button to snap it on the Xbox One, whereas if you have Kinects...
I think it's Xbox DVR...
Yeah.
Snap,
yeah,
and it'll just start recording from that point, and it gives you 5 minutes, to record what's going on.
Oh wow,
yeah,
that's awesome. I'll have to look into that. But yeah, I didn't get the Kinect, so I don't even know if you can go ahead and buy it now. Is it on the shelf? I don't know.
I don't know. I haven't seen it in a while.
If it is, it's probably cheap. Let's face it.
Yeah,
wasn't the most popular thing.
No, it wasn't.
Well, anyway, that'll do us for today's episode, and yeah, be sure to subscribe to the show, and also Melbourne Retro on the YouTube as well. And yeah, I'd love to get some more questions from you guys for us to answer on next week's episode. But
keep firing them away, and we'll be more than answer and bringing new ideas to the show. So if you've got any queries, please put them through.
Yeah, alright, well, thanks for stopping by.